Good morning, it's KX93.5. Dr. Paul Kivel has a book out. It's called Uprooting Racism, How White People Can Work for Social Justice. It's a very successful book. It's in its fifth edition right now. And he's coming to town, Dr. Kivel, on Sunday, this coming Sunday, 2 p.m. at Laguna Beach Books, to give a little talk and to have a discussion about how we white people can help in today's a divisive society. Paul's on the phone with us right now. How are you doing, Paul?
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. I know you've got a busy day, as have we, but I really wanted to get this information out to the people of Laguna. I actually signed up for this months ago because it just looked like something that was very interesting to me. We live in a divided society, and even though we can argue about numbers, you do have a figure here that says 31% of white people in the US believe racism is a major social problem. And that in and of itself sounds to me to be a major social problem. Can you speak to, give us a few figures and speak to the problems that we face today that perhaps people are not that aware of?
Of course. We have a long history of the foundations of this country on racism, the taking of Native American land, the enslavement of Africans, our economy, our whole culture has been built on a history of racism, and there's massive evidence that we still have systematic racism in our school systems and healthcare systems and criminal legal systems, etc. And yet, for many white people, we're in a state of denial or minimization, and the majority of white respondents say racism is not a major problem in our country, and they say that it's not a problem in their community. And yet we see the attack on immigrant youth by the current administration, the Muslim ban. We see the police brutality and murder on our TV and YouTube. We see the violence that was meted out to the protesters at Standing Rock who were trying to protect their land from pollution and development. So everywhere we look, we see evidence of racism in our society. And we need more white people to step up and be part of the solution to that, to be able to create the kind of society we want to live in based on equity and justice for everyone.
You know, it may be, and you can speak to this, that people in a place like Laguna Beach, I don't know if you're familiar with our town, but it's a very white place, it's a very affluent place. It may not be that there's sort of overt racism, but we've sort of tribalized ourselves into, as you say, a community where there isn't much diversity in terms of skin color, so we don't see it as a major problem. And then when you raise it, people immediately sort of feel guilty or want to defend themselves, when in fact it's not a question of guilt, it's a question of being responsible.
Exactly, and that's true of most white people in the United States. We live in very segregated lives. Our housing is segregated, our jobs are often segregated, our schools are religious institutions, and so we don't understand or even see the daily experiences of people of color, and we don't understand how we're mutually interconnected with other people in our society. So part of the work for those of us who are white is to learn more about what's really going on and see how that impacts not only people of color in devastating ways, but also those of us who are white. In my book, Uprooting Racism, it's really a toolbox of resources for white people to understand what racism is, to look at the history, but also practical guidelines for getting involved, for talking with other white people, for thinking about how we raise our children. There are just lots of areas that we need to be stepping up and getting involved with.
So you're saying that the beginning of it is to really try and understand what it means to be a person of color in this country and the kinds of challenges that they face that are not always obvious, because if they were, we may have had a revolution by now, you know.
Well, we have a media that systematically distorts the images we get. People of color are often portrayed in negative ways, and we rarely have positive portrayals of people of color on the news or in movies, advertisements, things like that. And of course, our political leaders are constantly telling us to fear recent immigrants or fear Muslims or fear African-Americans. We have a lot of misinformation, and we need to take responsibility for learning what's really going on, how people's lives are really being impacted, and how can we take responsibility for that?
It really does start small and local, doesn't it? I was thinking about this yesterday that, you know, my wife became an American citizen the other day, and so we looked around that room and saw a lot of people from a lot of different places and were amazed by just the idea of their stories. We don't know their stories, but just we know that there are 3,500 people in that room each with their own story. I was thinking, you know, it really does start small and local. But the problem is that if you don't start thinking about this stuff on a very simple and sort of even banal level, you wind up talking about police brutality and black people being thrown in jail for the smallest of crimes. I mean, just thinking, really what came to mind was Harvey Weinstein, because I was thinking, if what happens is we wind up talking about these big stories of really evil acts and events when we should have cut them off at the pass much earlier on in people's lives, teaching our kids, having ways to understand what it means when you speak a certain way.
That's very true. I think part of it is looking at how we're raising our children, our young people, and are we helping them prepare to live in a multiracial society, multicultural society? Are we helping them understand what's really going on today in our society?
Yeah.
Laguna Beach is predominantly white, but there's lots of people of color in the area, and their lives are not real visible to most people, and they're often playing essential roles in our lives, but we don't give them the attention. We take their services for granted, and they have lots of stories to tell, I'm sure, about ways that racism is impacting them just in the everyday interactions they have with white people. So it's something that, you know, as responsible people with integrity as white people, we need to step up and find out what's going on and figure out how to get together with others and really make a difference.
Well, the event is on Sunday. I'm talking to Paul Kivel, who has spent four decades looking at this stuff, trying to figure out a framework for teaching kids and for getting people involved and making sure that we accept the fact that we're in a multicultural society and that we do our best to make that work. And the event is on Sunday, October 22nd at 2 p.m. at Laguna Beach Books. And I'm trying to find out, I think let me click on this thing and we'll find out what the website is. If you go to Paul Kivel, K-I-V-E-L, brownpapertickets.com, you can get tickets for this event on Sunday. Starts at 2 o'clock at Laguna Beach Books, and just give us a sense of what that's going to be like, Paul.
Well, it's going to be drawn on material from my book, Uprooting Racism: How White People Can Work for Racial Justice, and it's going to look at what's going on in our country, kind of an overview, and there'll be interactive conversation around what does it mean to be white, what kind of benefits do we get from that, what are the costs. What are ways that we can step up as allies to people of color and really creating the kind of society that we want to live in that's based upon inclusion and respect and equity and justice?
All wonderful nouns. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, well,
I'll see you and others on Sunday.
Yes, we'll see you there.
For those who can't make it, my book is a great resource for you to begin the work.
Brilliant. All right, Paul Kivel on the radio. Again, the book is called Uprooting Racism, and you can find that, how white people can work for racial justice. Paul Kivel on the radio here in Laguna Beach. See you on Sunday, Paul. Thanks for being on the phone.
Thank you. See you then.